Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is quite pleasant. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Tel Aviv experiences mild temperatures and a gentle breeze. Haifa sees sunny conditions as well, perfect for a stroll outdoors. Meanwhile, Eilut is basking in warm sunshine, ideal for enjoying the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the United Kingdom has threatened sanctions over Israel's decision to open bids for E1 settler homes. This comes from a report by JTA. Also, earlier today, Russia bombed a shopping center in Zelensky's hometown of Kryvyi Rih. According to Ynet, the attack killed 15 and wounded 130 people. Also this hour, in the past few hours, a significant development in the Manchester synagogue attack investigation. Walla reports another suspect has been arrested in connection with the incident. Separately, from earlier today, JNS highlights Iran's shadow war as the IRCG Quds force openly threatens Jewish targets. And finally, Pinchas Idan warns of potential disruptions during the holidays. According to Mariv, he stated that without recruitment, challenges lie ahead. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that Hamas is focusing on rebuilding while Israel navigates complex political dynamics between Trump and Likud voters. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that Pakistani security forces have intensified operations, resulting in the deaths of 49 militants. Hamza, a commentator, wrote an hour ago that the UAE condemned settlers' violence, highlighting the support from Israeli authorities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the UK threat of sanctions. According to JTA, the British government is reacting strongly to Israel's plans to expand settlements in the West Bank, specifically in E1. Such moves could strain Israel-UK relations, impacting diplomatic ties and cooperation in various sectors. Turning to Russia's attack on Kryvyi Rih, Ynet reports that the bombing of a shopping center has resulted in numerous casualties, including dozens of children. This attack underscores the ongoing severity of the conflict and enhances international pressure on Russia for its military actions. Meanwhile, a new suspect in the Manchester synagogue attack has been arrested, as reported by Walla. This development comes a year after the attack on Yom Kippur, which left two worshippers dead. The arrest may provide new leads and a sense of justice for the victims' families. Separately, JNS sheds light on Iran's IRCG Quds Force. Their activities are becoming more overt, posing a heightened threat to Jewish communities worldwide. This shift in strategy could escalate tensions in the region and beyond, affecting global security dynamics. Finally, Pinchas Idan's warning about holiday disruptions. Mariv reports that the chairman of the Airport Authority Workers Committee is voicing concerns over staffing shortages. This could lead to significant challenges during the holiday season, affecting travel plans and operations at key airports. Turning to business and markets, first. IAI-backed Eltel has reached the final stage of a $2 billion Dubai metro tender. KeyTech reports the Israeli company is collaborating with partners in the UAE and India. Separately, rising bond yields and tensions in the Gulf are impacting Wall Street. Israel Hayom Business highlights that 30-year U.S. government bond yields have hit a 19-year high, affecting market stability. And finally, a legal battle over a Tel Aviv apartment takes a new turn. Ynet Business reveals that phone location data has helped clear an heir in a contentious will dispute. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.